our series Upon Arrival looks at the experience of new refugees in America. They come at a time of divisive politics around refugee resettlement and a time of heightened emotions, from compassion to suspicion to fear. I'm Liz Jones, race and culture reporter with KUOW. In this series, we follow three new arrivals through their first year in Seattle. We want to see how they adapt, how they're received, and how they get by. Today, we meet a couple from Iran who face a countdown clock to land their first job. It's moving day at apartment number 302 in Kent, just south of Seattle. Payman Karimi and his wife Netta hope it's their last move for a while. They left a tumultuous life in Iran 3 years ago, then waited in Turkey, uncertain where their refugee case would lead. The upheaval left them broke and brokenhearted. In this home, the weight of the past will lift and new challenges will surface. But this day is one to enjoy. Netta checks out the kitchen.
So Netta, you're looking at the stove here. It's okay?
Yes.
Her chatty brother-in-law, Reza, lives nearby. He jumps in as our interpreter.
We don't have the stuff like that. Just work with gas.
Here is electric.
Yeah.
In Iran, Netta trained as a pastry chef and worked in a bakery. Payman steps out to a small balcony. He's still clutching the rental papers in his hand.
$865.
That's your monthly rent.
Yeah. Rent.
So how will you be able to pay that next month and the month after?
I need a job. I like working because I'm young.
Payman worked as an electrician and a welding inspector in Iran. He dropped out of college to make money. Netta and Payman are both close to 40. You often catch Netta with a half smile, half furrow. Her family teases her that she worries a lot. Her nickname is Netta Stress. Payman's got a sweep of dark hair and a playful laugh.
Everything for me is different and change. Country change. Language change, city change. And
Reza teases that even Payman's accent has changed. He sounds Russian.
Okay.
I never see Iranian people that speak English like that.
Reza also came as a refugee 3 years ago, and he hands down some advice to Payman.
For first job, you have to do anything. Doesn't matter if housekeeping, cleaning, dishwasher. After a few months, you can find a better job and change your job.
Netta and Payman will soon discover this is more difficult than it sounds. Here's a snapshot of Netta and Payman's budget. Together, they get a one-time federal grant of about $2,000 as welcome money, then around $400 a month for up to 8 months or until they find a job, whichever comes first.
Clearly, that doesn't stretch very far. That gets them maybe a month and a half in.
This is Cordelia Revels, the resettlement case manager with Jewish Family Service.
So there is a lot of pressure to find work immediately and just to find any job that can pay the bills.
The U.S. resettlement program steers refugees toward employment and self-sufficiency right away. Various government programs help with job placement for up to 5 years, and the Office of Refugee Resettlement tracks the outcomes. The agency's 2014 report to Congress shows about half the refugees in its caseload found employment. Outcomes steadily improve over time, but the early years can be rough. For Netta and Payman, the job search will not go smoothly. Back in the kitchen, Netta opens drawers and cabinets. I ask how it compares to their last place. Reza interprets.
Her home in Iran was better than here. But Turkey, I can't say it was garbage can.
Oh, yeah. This is better than Turkey.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 100% better than Turkey.
In the months ahead, I'll never learn exactly why Netta and Payman left Iran. They say it was a lot of things, as we talk one afternoon with an interpreter.
Did anything happen? Like, what? Did something happen to you?
Yes.
Something negative?
Yes,
something bad?
Something negative, and not for me, but for Neda.
Is that something you can talk about, or?
She doesn't feel comfortable to talk about it because it's gonna bring everything back to her again.
That's okay. I'm sorry that happened to you.
All Neda says is her case is religious. The rest is confidential. The U.S. defines a refugee as someone with a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. Iran is a majority Muslim country. Religious minorities face discrimination, surveillance, and arrest. Payman and Neda are Christian.
I'm in Kent, outside the office of Jewish Family Service, and I'm here to meet Neda and Payman. Today is their three-month check-in, and their case manager has described this to me as kind of a come-to-Jesus moment. They'll look at all their expenses and the money they have to cover that, and they'll really need to figure out how they're going to make ends meet, especially with some benefits ending soon.
Hi, I'm Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Thank you for coming
you?
In. It's really nice to meet you both. So next Monday is the last day of your 90 days, but you shouldn't worry. You have other things lined up that you have applied for. So those are the things that we'll go over when we go through your budget so that you know exactly what to expect after next week.
This is an exit interview. Neda and Payman are at the three-month mark, and that's how long this agency is contracted to help them. It's a gentle push out of the nest. The caseworker checks on how they're adapting. She starts with a softball question. Do you know your address? An interpreter translates.
He knows their address, but she doesn't.
It's really very important that you also carry it with you if there was an emergency or something.
Then the caseworker cuts to the chase. How do you plan to pay the bills going forward? Neda answers.
Payman has to work.
They're both eager to get jobs, but due to a government delay, their work authorization just arrived today, nearly 2 months late. They'd been waiting on that to put in applications. Their savings will last a few more weeks, so the race is on. And that's not all. They got some big news the other day, the kind of news that changes your life and all your calculations. It's 4 months since Neda and Payman arrived as refugees. They're at a doctor's appointment, and let me tag along.
I want to feel your tummy, okay?
The doctor pulls out a tape measure.
You're 21 weeks.
Some people don't start feeling their baby until they're 22 weeks.
Yep, there's a baby on the way.
Good? Okay, we'll see you next month, okay?
Thank you, doctor.
If you need anything, you know where we are, okay?
As we walk out, Payman, in his playful way, leans over Neda's shoulders and practices for the big day.
Neda, I'm here. Don't worry, I'm here.
This baby lights them up with joy and also with an urgency to get some things in order. Their first months did not go exactly as planned. Rent is higher than expected, and they hoped for jobs right away. In Iran, Neda was a pastry chef, and Payman set up telecom networks. But here, it took 3 months just to get Social Security cards, something most employers want to see. Payman was stressed, but tried to keep up Neda's spirits. This journey had been hard on her. She cried a lot. Then, a couple weeks back, they turned a major corner. They both landed their first jobs at one of the most all-American places around.
So up here, you see the orders come in.
McNuggets and one McChicken.
McDonald's. Payman tends the fryer. Neda assembles sandwiches.
Onion crispy. Yeah.
Crispy onion.
Crispy onion, yeah. Bacon, cheese.
Payman jokes that he's put on a few pounds.
That's too bad for me.
Most days, like today, they work side by side. That way Payman can help Neda with her English. It's no coincidence they found this job. Lots of Iranians work here, says their manager, Mosh Zadeh.
Yeah, I have pretty much about 20 of them working for me.
All from Iran?
All from Iran, yes.
Are you Iranian also?
I'm an Iranian as well, yes.
It's kind of a network.
It's kind of a network. I have about 14 of them working for other McDonald's as well.
He hires refugees from other countries, too. These jobs are a humbling step down for Netta and Payman. Zare sees that a lot.
I've had people that were engineers back home, for instance, but for now they had to work and hadn't have an income.
Netta and Payman earn about $10 an hour. Data show a refugee's income tends to steadily increase over time, but it's gotten tougher, and today's refugees are not making the same gains as those who arrived in the 80s and 90s. A recent study from the Migration Policy Institute suggests several reasons for this lag. The recent recession, an influx of new refugees with low education, and minimal levels of support for them upon arrival.
Hamburger patties.
Yes, hamburger patties.
Payman says he gets along well with his American coworkers, except this one time, another guy yelled at Payman for doing extra chores all the time. He said it made others look bad. That guy got fired after a couple weeks. And some customers get impatient with his English, so he practices in his downtime.
Hi, how are you? What do you do today? Oh, rain is coming.
It's a good job for now, but soon Netta will be home with the baby. Payman's income alone will not cover the rent. Something's gotta change.
It's a hot Sunday afternoon, and I'm out at Payman and Netta's apartment in Kent. I think they've been up since about 8 a.m., packing boxes and just cleaning out their apartment.
7 months after they arrive, Netta and Payman are on the move. The last thing to pack up is a bonsai plant that Payman likes to talk to.
I say, I love you. You are the symbol of the life.
Where do you find this plant?
At the IKEA.
A friend helps carry the boxes to the parking lot. They've decided to move to Palm Springs for several reasons. It's sunnier, and Payman has cousins there who can help him find a better job. But a huge factor is the cost of living. Their new rent will save them a couple $100 a month. It's common for new refugees to relocate. Seattle's become a popular choice for the $15 minimum wage. Officially, this is called secondary migration, and some experts say it's an overlooked challenge in the resettlement process because people move around, but their support services don't. Payman is optimistic about what's ahead.
I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling excited. I hope to take a good job and maybe I will buy a home for my family. Not for me.
And in 5 years, he says, they can be citizens, Americans, not refugees.
Trunk is full?
Yes.
They'll drive south in an overstuffed gold sedan. A Ukrainian immigrant gifted them this car and said, pay me when you can. Payman says mostly they've felt welcomed here, but there have been a couple odd encounters, and one happens now as they pack up. For nearly an hour, a young man with a shaved head stands 20 feet from the car, arms crossed, intently watching. We all just sort of ignore it, and the guy eventually leaves. It's sundown. The car is finally packed. Netta, 7 months pregnant, takes the passenger seat with a laundry basket on her lap.
Let's go.
Payman says goodbye to his friend and slides behind the wheel.
Bye.
Bye, Netta.
It's a movie moment. There's a sunset, they're driving off, and an ice cream truck rolls by. Oh, and by the way, it's a baby boy. They name him Nathan. Nathan. In Kent, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.